Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
I recently ran across the description of a white-breasted nuthatch in Arthur Cleveland Bent's Life Histories of Familiar North American Birds. Even if you do not know this bird, you may well be somewhat familiar with it once you hear Bent's description, and I quote, "It's a characteristic pose of the nuthatch, perhaps unique among birds, to stand head downward on the trunk of a tree with the neck extended backward, the bill pointing straight outward from the bark," unquote. He goes on to describe the bird as being a, quote, "droll, earnest little bird, rather sedate and unemotional. He's no great musician and seems to lack a sense of humor. He has none of the irrepressible fidgetiness of a house wren, none of the charming happiness of the song sparrow. He appears to take life on a matter-of-fact level. He's short-necked, broad-shouldered, sturdy, quick and sure in his motions, suggesting an athlete," unquote. Although giving animals human-like characteristics is frowned upon in the sciences, I would guess that most observers of nuthatches would agree that Bent's description is spot on. White-breasted nuthatches are small, around 5 inches long, grayish-blue with a black cap and white undersides. They're permanent residents over much of the United States and southern Canada, where they inhabit a variety of habitats, such as mature deciduous forests, parks, the edges of woodlands, yards, and the like. Their diet consists of insects as well as seeds. They may be found all across North Dakota and are one of the more common visitors to bird feeders. Put out a bird feeder with suet and sunflower seeds, and they'll soon become regular visitors. Although nuthatches may be frequently seen, they are perhaps more often heard. Their call is rather distinctive and is sometimes described as a nasal, rapid, repetitive wah-wah-wah or a yank-yank-yank. Here's one of the recordings on the app iBird Pro. White-breasted nuthatches are cavity nesters. Like many other birds, they do not excavate a cavity, but utilize existing cavities or abandoned woodpecker holes. If all goes well, a mated pair will fledge the young of between 5 and 9 eggs. So keep your eyes and ears open for the white-breasted nuthatches this winter. And when you do observe one, take the time to watch it for a bit. You're likely to find a new friend. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.